Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. So here's an idea for a holiday treat. 2 years ago, it won the Tony for Best Musical. And right after Christmas, it's coming to Baltimore. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder comes to the Hippodrome from December 27th until New Year's Day. My guest today is Robert L. Friedman, who wrote this comic romp. He joins me on the phone from Los Angeles. Good afternoon, and thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about the protagonist of this show, a fine young chap named Monty Navarro, who seems to be a terrific young guy, as long as you overlook the fact that he's kind of a serial murderer. Tell us about Monty.
Well, Monty is a young lad in Edwardian London who finds out upon the death of his mother that she'd been disinherited from a very wealthy titled family, and they've been living in genteel poverty. He finds out that he's in succession to be the Earl of Highhurst, but there are eight other relatives standing in his way, and partly to avenge the death of his mother, and partly because the girl that he loves is determined to marry somebody with better prospects, he goes about bumping off all eight people who stand in his way.
And hence a musical, huh?
Well, not just a musical comedy. It's really fun and funny to see his adventures as he dispatches each and every member of the family in different ways. And one of the funnest things about our show is that all eight of the people that he gets rid of are played by the same actor, John Rapson, who's absolutely wonderful. And Monty is played by Kevin Massey, who's his equal in every way. So it's a great matchup, and it's a really, really talented cast. It's every bit as good as a Broadway production, if not better, and we just couldn't be prouder of it. And we're really thrilled that Baltimore audiences are going to get to see it.
Well, we are, too. Now, you co-wrote the lyrics to all the songs, plus the book for this. You've also worked in television and movies. What's the special thrill for you to write for the stage?
Well, I co-wrote the lyrics with Stephen Lutzak, who is a composer. And it was a very special experience for us because it's a comedy. We had so much fun writing it. For me personally, the biggest difference between writing for television and film and writing for the stage is that your work is more respected by your colleagues, frankly. Steve and I are thrilled that we can say that everything up on the stage is what we wrote, directed by the masterful Darko Trzeciak, who won a Tony for Best Director, and fabulous costumes and set.
We are really looking forward to it in Baltimore. We really can't wait for it to come in just a couple of weeks. So thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Great, Tom. Thank you.
Robert L. Friedman wrote the book and co-wrote the lyrics to A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's coming to the Hippodrome Theater right after Christmas, Tuesday, December 27th through New Year's Day. And this weekend at the Hippodrome, it's The Nutcracker with the Moscow Ballet. Come to WIPR.org/InTheBromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the Hippodrome. That'll do it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Happy holidays. Have a great weekend.